USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Energy Department is projecting a 7.5% drop in fossil fuel emissions for 2020. That would be the biggest cut in U.S. energy emissions since at least 1990. Emissions will fall due to the slowing economy and restrictions on business and travel related to coronavirus. The Energy Agency projects Americans will burn 9% less gasoline and diesel, 10% less jet fuel, and that the energy sector will generate 3% less power overall, among other declines. Los Angeles prosecutors have charged Harvey Weinstein with an additional count of felony sexual battery by restraint. The district attorney's office said the charge was filed over allegations the former movie mogul sexually assaulted a woman at a Beverly Hills hotel in May 2010. The charge added to a Los Angeles case that alleges Weinstein sexually assaulted two women in 2013. Weinstein was convicted in February of rape and sexual assault in New York and is serving a 23-year prison sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Apple and Google is fueling hopes for digital technology's promise to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. New software the companies plan to add to phones would make it easier to use Bluetooth wireless technology to track down people who may have been infected by the virus. Such data can be used to alert others who might have been infected by known carriers of the coronavirus. Typically, when phone owners install the apps and agree to share data with public health authorities. The Florida pastor who wound up in handcuffs after he defied a local stay-at-home coronavirus order by holding a church service for hundreds of worshipers will be celebrating Easter online with his flock this Easter. Rodney Howard Brown, who in previous statements railed at tyrannical government and threatened to sue Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister for arresting him. The Tampa Bay Church's Facebook page now says, "Join us online only at 9:30 a.m. Sunday, April 12th for our Resurrection Sunday service as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Matthew Staver of the Liberty Council, the activist law firm that has been defending the pastor, said Howard Brown decided not to open the church for Palm Sunday or Easter because of the death threats he's received directly related to the lies of Sheriff Chad Cronister. He said he wants to have some time of separation before he reopens the church. Howard Brown also faces another potential hurdle when he tries to reopen his megachurch. He's been dropped by his insurance company. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.